Yo, peace. It's your man Mo Morris, the One Man Army. And welcome to Strictly for the Brothers. You know, brothers, we gotta be tough, man. You know, you gotta be tough. You gotta be tough, man. I mean, you know, like in life, man, you're gonna make some mistakes. Some things gonna get by you. Like, it's gonna be some things that you're gonna have to go through in life that really hurt your feelings, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, your feelings are hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, your feelings gonna get hurt in life, man. You're gonna make some mistakes that's gonna hurt. But family, what you gotta realize is you strong enough, family. You know, we don't pay a lot of attention to our strength. You know, some of us were bred and made to believe that we're supposed to look at ourselves in a certain way, and for the most part, that way is not positive. But family, let me tell you something. You are positive, family. Family, mistakes gonna get made in the game, yo. If you out here giving everything you got to give, family, you doggone right, you gonna make some mistakes, family. You just gonna make some mistakes, man. If you in the game, if you out here trying to make a difference, man, and you out here going to get it, family, you gonna make some mistakes, man. Mistakes are a part of life, family. But the thing is, the mistake is not you. The mistake was a moment, family. And if you was going 100 miles per hour trying to make it happen, family, you was giving everything you had to give, family, and you stand on that, family, it's gonna work itself out, family. If you stand tall on who you are and you ain't trying to point the finger at nobody else, and if you owning your moves, your life, family, it's going to work itself out, family. But family, you got to stay in the mold, family. You got to stay in the pocket, family. You got to stay in the belief, family. You got to stay strong, family. Weakness is a choice. A poor attitude is a choice. Negativity is a choice. You know, brothers, choose victory, family. Choose victory inside of you, family. Can you hear me when I talk to you this morning, brothers? Choose to be victorious, family. Even if you screw the pooch, family. Even if you fumble, man. Even if you mess it up, family. You stand tall on the fumble, man. You stand tall on your mistake, family. You look those in the face that you need to look in the face and apologize to, family. You own your moment. You own your mistake, family. You saying how you go. You see how you're going to improve, family. And you march forward, family. We got to stop standing around the dead body, family. You know, we make mistakes in life, family, and we have issues and we have challenges in life, family. And the reason stuff stick with us is because we stay right there with the dead body. We stay right there amongst the mess and we just stand there. And then that stench get on you. And then that smell get on you. And then you keep looking at the dead body. You keep listening. You keep smelling something that smells terrible. You keep stink. Could you imagine having some dirty clothes in your car? You get in your car every day, you still got that smell of the dirty clothes in your car. And the thing is, the more the dirty clothes sit in your car, the stronger the smell gonna get, right? That's what I'm saying. You're standing over a dead body. You keep getting in your car with dirty clothes in it. That's what keep happening, family. You got to get them clothes out your car. You gotta wash them clothes. You got to call the police and let them know it's a dead body in the neighborhood. You just can't stand over it. You just can't keep getting in your car with the dirty clothes. You can't do that, family. That ain't working, family. That ain't working, family. Family, we got to give ourselves fresh air to breathe, family. We got to be around life instead of death, family. We got to view ourselves with strength instead of weakness, family. We got to believe in ourselves, family. We got to remember why we in the room, family. We got to remember that we are successful, family. This is what we got to remember, family. Brothers, I want to encourage you, family. I want to encourage you to maintain strength, family. I want to encourage you to move forward, family. I want to encourage you to believe in yourself, family. I want you to stop doubting yourself, family. I want you to stop believing that you're going to screw up, family. I want you to stop believing that losing in your life are one and one, family. They're not, family. You're not a loser, family. You're a winner, family. You got to learn how to win, though, family. You got to learn how to win, family. You got to learn how to win, family. Even a winner got to learn how to win, family. Even a winner got to learn how to win. Victory is learn, family. Victory is a mindset, but in the clutch, family, you got to learn how to win, family. You got to learn how to win, family. You got to learn how to win, family. Man, you got to stick to the script, family. You got to stay in that, family. Family, life going to hit you in the face sometimes. You're going to get punched, family. If you in the boxing ring, if you in war, family, let me tell you something, family. When you fighting to create greatness, family, life ain't about to roll out the red carpet for you, brother. That's just straight up and down, family. The red carpet don't get rolled out like that, family. You know, ain't nobody just rolling out red carpets for you, family. Think about it, family. Hell, who you rolling red carpets out for, family? You know what I'm saying? Who you rolling red carpets out? You like, I ain't rolling out no red carpet. Exactly, family. So if you ain't rolling out no red carpet for nobody, who in God's name is rolling out a red carpet for you? Family, you gotta roll out your own red carpet for you, family. You got to roll out your own red carpet, brothers. Roll your red carpet out there, family, for yourself, baby. You know, brothers, we roll the red carpet out for our woman. We roll the red carpet out for our kids. We roll the red carpet out for our mama. We roll the red carpet out for our grandmama. We roll the red carpet out for our daddy. We roll the red carpet out for our older sister. We roll the red carpet out for our auntie. Family, so you know how to roll out a red carpet, family, but do you know how to roll out the red carpet for yourself? Huh? Do you understand what it is to treat yourself like you're number one, man? To treat yourself like you operate in the spirit of excellence. Do you know how to roll the red carpet out for yourself, family? Do you? Roll the red carpet out for yourself, family. Lay it out there for your family and get clean as a whistle and walk down the red carpet, family. Be strong enough, bros. Be strong enough, family. Be strong enough to hang in there and to keep pressing through. And you ain't gonna let a challenge stop you, family. You know, family, I'm in Chicago right now, man. I'm in Chicago. And I spoke in a school yesterday, family. And I'm getting real, and I've been real serious about Chicago, family. But y'all know, man, I live in Georgia, family. You understand me? I live in Georgia, man. But this summer, man, I'm sliding back to Chicago, man. I'm sliding back to Chicago to be with my daughter, family. But at the same time, family, I'm sliding back to Chicago because I have a robotics program, bros. I have a robotics program that I do in Macon, Georgia. Praise God. We've done it for an entire year, man. And it's been a blessing, family. Just a blessing, right? But hey, man. We've been blessing those kids in Macon, Georgia. Me and my partner and I, Katrina Adams, we just sent 10 robots to Nigeria, family. You know, man, my goal and our goal is to get robots in the hands of the children that need them. You understand what I'm saying? It's not a black thing. We want to bless all kids, but you for doggone sure believe it's going to be some black kids in the room, y'all, because I'm black. Right on. And I've been talking to the kids in Chicago and I've been letting them know, look here, family. If you born and raised in Chicago, you my family, because I'm born and raised in Chicago. And I'm letting these brothers and sisters know, man, we Chicago, family. We Chicago, man. We Chicago, man. And we not about to sit up here and allow people to build our image of our city and who we are, man. Are we growing up in some unfair situations? Yes, we are. The majority of the young people in the world today are not growing up in inner cities like kids in Chicago are growing up in. And I ain't on here talking about the pity party, y'all. That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm just quoting the facts, family. It's not a lot of kids that know what it is to live in a war zone, family. Family, you got bullets flying around your neighborhood. You hearing gunshots at night, family. You hear the helicopter and the police and, man, family. I'm talking about your homie at school one day and 2 days later, he gone. This can happen in the city of Chicago, family. Forget what you're talking about. And it ain't just started, family. I'm going on my 30th anniversary, family, from graduating from high school, family. So this go all the way back to the 80s, family. It's dangerous in these streets in the city of Chicago. It ain't all blood in the street, brothers and sisters, family. But let me tell you something, family. It's real in these streets. And I'm telling these shorties, man, that no, it ain't fair how the challenges that we have in front of us. But family, the fact that we surviving and the fact that we coming to school, the fact that we still graduating, family, we some of the toughest people on this planet. I'm talking about if you from Chicago. You're one of the toughest people on the planet, family. And since we are dealing with the challenges that we have to overcome in our city, man, that means it ain't a classroom, it ain't a teacher, it ain't a Klansman, it ain't a police officer, bad cop that can stop you, family. Being from Chicago, overcoming these challenges, family, stand tall in it. That's what I'm saying to the brothers and the sisters that's born and raised in Chicago, that's going to school in Chicago, that's graduating in Chicago. I'm letting them know they tough enough. I'm letting them know that they different, they special. Because I'm from Chicago, and I'm different, and I'm special. And I'm going to give this energy back to these shorties. And I'm letting them know, family, I was in a classroom with fifth graders yesterday, family, and I let them know, when I was in fifth grade, did no black man come back and say nothing to me. Did nobody come back and say nothing to me, family. Nobody. Nobody. Nobody came back and said nothing to me, family. In the school I was in yesterday, I was in Warren Elementary yesterday. I didn't go to Warren. But I'm born and raised in Chicago. And I'm letting these shorties know, hey, man, y'all got to get these robots in y'all hand. And we got to get on this as a people. We got to start growing and taking advantage of our situation. And the reason they finding out about this, because a dude that was born and raised in Chicago that got some game came back to give it to him, family. And brothers, all y'all might not be born and raised in Chicago, but if you born in this country as a black man, we brothers. Period. Why? Because we got something in common. If you born in this country as a brother, we brothers. Now hear me when I say that. Make no secret about what I'm on the phone saying this morning, family. I'm letting you know we family. We brothers. And brothers, I'm with you, family. And we gonna stand tall, family. And we not about to be sitting up here ducking and dodging and scared of life, family. We gonna take command of our lives, family. That's what I'm in the room talking about, family. Just like I tell these kids born and raised in Chicago, we family, we together family. I'm on the phone saying it right here, right now. I'm on the mic saying it right here, right now, family. If you born in this country as a brother, we brothers. Make no mistake about that. It ain't how much money you got. It ain't if you light skin. It ain't if you dark skin. If you born in this country and you are a brother, we are brothers, family. We are together, family. We are family. And I'm here to let you know we are about to dominate, family. We are not walking around here tiptoeing through life, family. We're not ducking and dodging, family. We're not scared of our shadow, family. We're not overwhelmed by our situation, family. We're going to operate with courage and strength, family. Why? Because we built like that, family. And we're going to feed off each other, family. And we're going to learn from each other, family. And we're going to share the information, family. That's why. Why? Because we brothers. And brothers share information with their family. It is our role to make sure that we are all successful, family. That is our role. That is our duty to our culture. The duty to our culture is to rear and to raise and to develop the next generation. That is our duty as brothers. We are not supposed to be off in the corner hiding, talking about I went to school, I'm going to get mine, and I ain't going back to the hood. Let me tell you something, family. If you was born in the hood, family, if you got free lunch, family, if you can remember the name of your school, family, and if your school is still standing, family, you need to have your neck in that school. Why? Because you know what it is to go to that school, family. You know what it is to grow up in that city, family. You know what it is to grow up in them neighborhoods, family. And if you out here making it, family, you need to go back and show the shorties that they can make it, family. And I ain't saying you got to have a Bentley, family. I ain't saying you got to have a mansion, family. But if you're a good brother and you out here doing what you're supposed to do and you raising your family and you understand what it is to handle money, family, if you know what it is to have to overcome these streets, family, you need to be somewhere talking to somebody about how they can make it, family. And I don't give me that foolishness about you grew up in a single parent home and you ain't got nothing to say. You know doggone well the majority of these shorties growing up in single parent homes, family. Open your mouth. But you know, we feel like we ain't got no story to share, family. That's because you're looking at yourself like you're normal. And brother, let me tell you something, family. You're not normal, family. Let me ask you something, brothers. Are we having a normal experience here on earth? Brothers, for real. Are you experiencing a normal, normal family? Brother, do you think it's normal being a black man in America? Now, ain't nobody in the room crying, talking about put a diaper on me. That ain't what I'm saying. I'm asking a legit question. Does anybody in the room think this thing is normal? You know, I was looking at the news. We just recently had another shooting, mass shooting. Had this kid, this white kid, going to a black neighborhood. Didn't even live in the same doggone. Didn't even live in the city that he ended up in, family. Went in there and shot these brothers and sisters up in the grocery store. And that man got arrested. That boy got arrested. I'm talking about he had an assault rifle, tactical gear on, man. I'm talking about one dude shot him in the store. He laid there like he was dead. Then he popped up and shot old boy like a movie because he had tactical gear on. He had body armor on, right? And for some strange reason, this dude lived and they arrested him. Each one of us knows a story about a brother that didn't get killed by the police and he didn't even have a gun, didn't have a butter knife, didn't have a paper knife, didn't have harsh language, and that brother died, family, due to an interaction with the police. Here it is, a kid had an assault rifle, tac armor on, and I saw them arresting them. I saw it. I mean, it was a calm situation, family. Wasn't nobody yelling. Didn't nobody have a gun in their hand. He was standing there calm, cool, and collected. Like, man, I ain't even worried about my life. They ain't gonna kill me. And I mean, they arresting this kid. I'm talking about cats walking around on the walkie-talkie and everything. And then you hear the stories about how the brothers get killed and all they had was their wallet in their pocket or their cell phone. And these buddies be talking about they were fearing for their life. That's why they had to kill the brother. You mean to tell me wasn't nobody worried about this white kid with assault rifle, tactical gear on? Wasn't nobody worried about their life? There was not one police officer fearing for their life? Because hell, if they fear for their life, they mean they killing somebody, right? Because they for damn sure killing the brothers when they talking about they fearing for their life. So which way? So what, nobody scared of the white kid with the assault rifle, family? Is that what we saying in the street? Which goes back to my point, brothers. Is this a normal situation, family? Are we living in a normal situation, brothers? No, we're not. That means we're not normal, family. That means we have capabilities and abilities that are beyond our understanding, family. But that we are capable of understanding if we understand that we have those potentials and those capabilities. See, that's the problem, family. When you operating in a dark room, you don't know what's in the room, so you can't function with what's in the room because you don't even know it's there. That's what it is with our talents and our gifts, family. We walking around in the dark room because we're not living in a normal situation where people are not locked into helping us to be our best. And the thing is, family, so what? The life that you want to live is the life that you must build, brothers. No, we're not in a normal situation. But instead of belly aching and crying and foaming at the mouth and asking, instead of singing, we shall overcome, let's build a plan to build for the future. It ain't all in the song, y'all. Praise God for we shall overcome. But family, enough for the song. Let's get the blueprint, right? We are not normal, family. We are not normal. We are not normal. We're not facing normal obstacles, family. So if we're not facing normal obstacles, if that means we have to climb over these obstacles, family, that means that we have to be beyond normal. And we have to accept that. You know, we always running around talking about what the Bible say and all this, that, and the third, and God was born on the fourth Friday. We always know something. Okay, so let's quote some scriptures then. Let's quote some, you know, let's talk about the word, you know. You know, they always talk about God won't give us nothing that we can't handle. What happened to that? I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. What happened to that? All things, y'all.
And we're going to be around here foaming at the mouth and taking the Lord's Supper every other third Wednesday or Sunday or whatever we doing nowadays. If we can do all that, family, we can put the wafer in our mouth and eat the body of Christ and all that, then why can't we have unbelievable, unlimited belief in self? Hell, the Bible telling us all things. Bible telling us how God will strengthen us. Right? Hell, y'all better know it. Your mama made you go to church. You running around here praying with your grandson. You around here deacon at the church. You around here with the minister, the priest call on. You know, but then we sitting in the house talking about, you know, I don't go to church. Okay, praise God. You don't go to church, right on, brother. But how your self-esteem doing? Brothers, we got to believe in ourselves, family. I ain't saying that you got to be in a church every time the door crack open. I ain't what I'm saying, family. And if you get down with me, you know that's not what I'm saying, brothers. But what I am saying is, hey, man, we have to acknowledge that we have a creator, family. That means if we were created, family, that means we are without limits, family. Because if we were created and we were created by God, that means God has no limits. So if God has no limits, that means his creation has no limits. See, we sitting up here mad because mama used to whoop our ass all the time and she went to church all the time. So we associate the abuse with church. Or church was born to her. So we associate boredom with church. And since we associate God with church, we looking at God like God bore. Like God whack. You understand what I'm saying? It's all about association, family. It's what you associate with this, that, and the third. If you associate being bored with being in church, that means you associate God being boring because God is associated with church. But see, that's what you're comparing it to. Because see, when you're young, you like to touch things and see things and experience things. And you want things, you're selfish. You want things to make you feel good. You want to do for yourself. We live in a very selfish society. But brothers, we can't be selfish when it comes to the building of one another, can it? Can we really be selfish towards one another, brothers? I don't think that's a recipe for success that black men to choose that they're going to be selfish towards other black men. I know for doggone sure that ain't the way to go, family. I know that ain't the way to go, family. We living in a world that try to make it seem like everything and everybody else is better than you. That's the type of world we live in. We live in the type of world that try to make you feel like everything is better than you. They try to make you feel small in this world. Right? They try to make you believe the strongest thing to ever walk this planet was Superman. They got you believing that Superman can beat and outcome and overcome everything. Right? Superman. You remember Superman, don't you, family? You know? But see, but as a black man, they try to make you feel like the world is Superman. Right? That's they don't try to make us feel like we Superman. They try to make us feel like the world is Superman. And there is no way we can beat the world because the world is Superman. Because look at Superman. He's big. He's strong. He can jump over buildings. He's faster than a speeding bullet. He can take on a train. He can take on an alien. There seems to be no stopping Superman. Superman is chairman of the board. Superman is in charge because Superman cannot be beaten by nothing we've seen. You know, if you believe the hype, family, Superman is unbeatable. If you believe the hype, if you believe what they say instead of what the truth is. Right? That Superman is just unbeatable and the world seems so big and large and oh, they killing black men and oh, they undereducating black men and black men ain't got no jobs and black men are poor fathers and black men are poor and by the time they 53, they gonna be missing at least two teeth in their mouth. I mean, man. Whew. Boy, where's the love at, right? It makes you wonder, right? For the brothers. Because we don't see nothing positive. And it just seemed like, you know, they, you know, Superman's white and, you know, the white man is the strong and da 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 da. Because you don't see yourself in Superman, brother. Stop it. How could you? If you see yourself in Superman, you playing a mind game on yourself. If you believe in that Superman is your hero, you playing a mind game on yourself, homie. You know, the first black superhero I saw, brothers, some of y'all might forget it. Hell, y'all might not even realize he was a superhero, family, but he was. You know, it was a character on Fat Albert. Bill Cosby would spin off and get on it. You know, the first black superhero I saw, the Brown Hornet. Remember the Brown Hornet, family? Do you remember the Brown Hornet? Brown Hornet had an afro. He was a brother, had a nose on him. You remember the brown. You remember the Brown Hornet, don't you? That was the first black superhero I saw, family. That's the superhero I could relate to. I could never relate to Superman, family. And I went to go see the Superman movies. I ain't gonna front on you, bruh. I ain't gonna front. They had me believing that Superman was my hero. Superman ain't my hero, homie. Superman ain't there for me, family. Superman don't represent me, family. Superman don't look like me, family. You know, let's stop trying to have images that don't look like us. How about that? We're not accepting their images, family. We brothers. Superman don't represent us. The Superman represents the world because he looks like the world, don't he? He looked like what you're supposed to want to be in life, right? Right? And then if you are big and strong and fast, but if you black, you sure enough can't be Superman. Because Superman represent the world, family. And the world, the world really ain't feeling the brothers. You know, it's some good folk out there that, you know, that tolerate the black folk. And they want them black folk to be good. But even them people don't want to follow your leadership, brother. Don't get it twisted, family. Yeah, they go out to the prep visual and they cry and they donate and all that. But, man, please, homie, please. You think they want an even playing field for their child and your child? Really? Yeah, you want people to have a balanced opportunity. You do. You want, because you want your child to have a balanced opportunity, right? Okay, no doubt. But if it came down to who choosing, what if you had to choose between your child and somebody else, another kid, hell, against another black kid, against an Asian kid, against a white kid, against a Latino, against a Filipino, whatever. Who you choosing? You're going to be talking that balanced stuff and, oh, fairness and all that. Or are you going to be thinking about your child? And how you want your child to win in life. Because if your child win, your family win, your grandchildren win, the generations to come win. So at the end of the day, you going to choose victory for your family over victory for a stranger, right? Right? You going to choose victory for somebody that look like you before you choose victory over somebody that don't look like you, right? I mean, let's just get down to it. I'm talking about in the back room. I'm talking about, you know, everybody can't see everything. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, you know, it's just unbiased. Don't nobody know how it's going down. I'm just talking about if you just had to do what you had to do and make your choices, family. Which way you choosing, family? Brothers, Superman doesn't represent us, family. Superman represents the world, family. My first black superhero was Brown Hornet, and yours too. Because Bill Cosby created Bill Cosby, a black man. You can say what you want to him, Bonham. You can say what you want to. I've had some harsh words for Dr. Cosby, no doubt about it. I think Dr. Cosby was too hard on the brothers and the sisters. But Dr. Cosby was angry. He was frustrated. He was a black man that came from Philadelphia. He gave all he had to give. He had made it to the top of the food chain. You know, Dr. Cosby really invested in the black cause. I know they don't talk about it. You know, they talk about white women that he raped and things like that. But, you know, here's a fact. Did you know that Bill Cosby paid for the microphone that Dr. King spoke into for the I Have a Dream speech? Bill Cosby provided that sound system. Did you know that? Now, that's pretty serious, right? That's the impact on history, right? 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 Bill Cosby presented the positive image of the brothers. I just think Bill Cosby went sideways when he spoke very judgmental to us, the brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about that. But that man provided me with my first black superhero, the Brown Hornet, which is my representation. Superman is not our reputation. But we live in a world that tells us that Superman is a hero. Right? And brothers, let me tell you something. They can have their hero. They can have their Superman, right? And we living in a world that is trying to tell us that what we're not. And they trying to tell us that Superman is the symbol. Right? Well, let me tell you something that we need to become then, brothers. If Superman is the symbol, brothers, we need to become kryptonite. See, like I say, a lot of people believe that Superman is unbeatable. But if you study comics, if you've been here, if you understand this game, you know that Superman don't want to be nowhere near kryptonite, family. You know that kryptonite brings Superman to his knees. Don't it, man? Kryptonite. Brothers, we need to become kryptonite in this society, family. We need to become a tool, a resource that even Superman can't beat, family. Because if Superman can't beat you, then, man, a normal man can't beat you. You understand what I'm saying? And we got a lot of normal men around us acting like they Superman, family. But they not. It's just a mind game, family. We just got it misunderstood, family. What we need to understand is that we are kryptonite. And Superman can't even beat us, family. You understand what I'm saying to you today? What I'm saying to you today, brothers, is we are kryptonite. We are kryptonite, family. We are improving, family. We are getting better, family. Family, don't get it twisted, family. We are living in a challenging time, family. We got people targeting us. You got people coming at our heads sideways. You got people making decisions that are to our detriment. No doubt about it, family. But at the end of the day, family, your life is the life that you build. The life that you want to live is the life that you build, family. I don't care, Superman. Superman can't stop you. Not when you kryptonite, and your kryptonite night begins in your mind, family. When you make up in your mind and you understand where you going, family, and you start living that life, family, you are living a life of kryptonite, family. You are building a shield around your life, family, where can't nobody penetrate, family. They can try to punch it, they can try to take you on, but in the end, family, you're gonna be strong enough to win, not just to survive, but to win. All because in your mind you kryptonite. Do you understand me? Not even Superman can beat you, family. Not even Superman can beat you, family. Because in your mind, you are kryptonite. And you cannot be beaten, family. The strongest alien on this planet can't even beat you, family. Because you are kryptonite. Not even Superman can defeat you, family. And brothers, when we begin to mold our lives, when we begin to take the time to build our lives, what we are doing, we are sharpening, we are strengthening our energy as kryptonite to be able to defeat any and all comers, including Superman, including the world, family. How can you be beaten, family, if you're unbeatable? How can you be beaten, family, if you're unbeatable? The only way you can be beaten, family, is you would choose to allow yourself to lose. If you're not operating into your full capabilities, if you're not strengthening your kryptonite, if you're not preparing yourself for battle, if you're operating with a lazy mind and not productive and not thinking and not building your future, that's how you can be beaten. That's how you can fall victim to the system. That's how you can put yourself in situations where you lose your freedom, where you underachieve, where you choose not to be who you're supposed to be because you're being lesser, because you're choosing to be a less, because you're choosing not to go get it, because you're choosing not to build. Instead, you making excuses. Instead, you letting the world defeat you. You making the world look like Superman and you looking like a villain. All because of your mindset. All because of your lack of belief. Brother, the world tells us that we're poor fathers and we just want to make babies and leave them. That's what the world tells us. And the world tells us that because that's what's on display. But in 30 years from now, it doesn't have to be on display. Hell, in 10 years from now, it don't have to be on display. But we as men have to take a stand against the world, and we have to begin to say, hell no, this is unacceptable. This is not how we're doing it. This is what we own. This is what it was we are about. This is what it is to be a brother growing up in this country. This is how we're moving, and we're moving together. And what we're not going to do is we're not going to continue to allow them to build the image of the brother. We're going to build our own image, and we're going to do it loudly. We're going to do it boldly. And we're going to do it with unified family. That's what we're focused on, family. We're not focused on trying to prove a point to anybody. We're not focused on trying to prove what it is to be a man. That's not what we're here to do, family. We're here to win. We're here to have success. We're here to build the next generations of brothers. That's what we're here to do, family. We got to get our ego out of it, family, and quit trying to prove stuff to people. We don't have to prove nothing to nobody, family. What we need to do with that energy, family, is we need to lock into each other, believe in each other, and encourage each other, and march towards victory with each other. That's what we have to do, family. 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 And brothers, when we do that, when we continue to build ourselves up and to strengthen ourselves, brother, what we are doing is we're strengthening our kryptonite, where not even a normal man can beat us, and not even Superman can beat us. Because we sharp as a tack, baby. Because we special. Because we're preparing to win, baby. Because we are kryptonite. And the world is not stronger than us. We will defeat the world. No one will defeat us. Not even Superman. Because he's not able to beat something that's unbeatable. Peace. I'm your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army, and thank you for listening to Strictly for the Brothers. Peace. What up, Chicago?